Lately, she's been dressing for revenge. Written by Thistlecat and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Relationship, Rita Skeeter / Marietta Edgecombe. Rating, teen and up audiences. From the additional tags, Rita's not a great person, cross-generation relationship, president of the I Hate Hermione Granger fan club. On New Year's Eve, wrapping her nails against her still empty glass, Rita mentally drafted a scathing review of what she had considered the singular acceptable gay bar in Diagon Alley until a woman sat next to her, and she began crafting a much less scathing review of her. Thick copper hair fell down her back, partially obscuring her face. Mysterious? Shy? Rita watched her thighs shift as she sat and wondered how it would feel to grip them. Young. A decade or two, or three, younger than Rita. They made conversation. Light, a little flirtatious, a lot flirtatious. Rita's hand rested firmly on their generous thigh a full hour before midnight, and Marietta's red lipsticked lips whispered in her ear soon after. They mocked the other patrons. Style of dress, obvious intoxication, and poor attempts at flirtation. Marietta was nearly as sharp as Rita herself, and Marietta's line about a sparkling dress sending one to St. Mungo's with ocular damage might just show up in her next piece under the Rita Skeeter byline, the height of flattery. Rita and Marietta. Their names even sounded nice together, like their matching long nails tapping at the bar as they eavesdropped on those nearby. The couple seated next to them discussed who they would cheat on each other with, an entertaining topic, until the one said, "She's supposedly straight, but I want a free pass for Hermione Granger." Marietta and Rita recoiled at the same time, Marietta's little pert nose curling up in disgust.
"Granger?" she mouthed at Rita. "Really?"
"You're not a fan?" Marietta's blue eyes flashed fury, and something deeper than sexual desire stirred in Rita. She was going to get a fuck and material for a hit piece on Hermione Granger before they rang in 2002. Happy fucking New Year's. The end.